Christian Ponder against the Jacksonville Jaguars. We saw some film earlier of Christian Ponder. We also have seen film of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now it's time to unveil the winning formula presented by Verizon. Mike Wabshaw from Vikings.com. Winning formula in beating Jacksonville first offensively.
Well, everyone's going to focus on the running game, Paul, with Toby and Adrian, and how much is Adrian going to play, and if he doesn't play, can Toby carry the load? And I think that's important. But to me, the winning formula offensively is the passing game. You have a Jacksonville secondary that's a little bit banged up. Derek Cox, one of their starting corners, might not play. Rasheen Mathis, who's one of their better D-backs, he is dealing with an injury as well, coming off an injury. He might only play in nickel packages. So with the question about who's going to replace Jerome Simpson, I think the Vikings have to figure something out in the passing game this week against a Jacksonville secondary that could be vulnerable.
Winning formula Vikings defense against a Jacksonville team that will have Maurice Jones-Drew. Chad Greenway told me earlier in the week on my radio show he expects MJD to play a lot.
I do too. And we've heard Jacksonville say he might be a third down back. I think that might be the case in the first half. In the second half, he might be an every down back. I think Ben Lieber hit the nail on the head earlier in the show with the Vikings being gap sound. We saw the Vikings defense not gap sound against San Francisco. If they do that against Jacksonville today, we're going to have a long day. So defensively, that defensive front for us has to stay gap sound and shut down Jacksonville.
Special teams, how about rookie Blair Walsh with a walk-off winner?
He is part of my winning formula. Now, Josh Scobie, Jacksonville's kicker, great at touchbacks, 60% last year, and he had 11 touchbacks and 20 kickoffs in the preseason this year. I want to see Blair Walsh do that also, because this is going to be a close game. I think it's going to come down to the end. So any battle that you can win is big. Field position is going to be a big one. If Blair Walsh can do well on kickoffs, I think the Vikings have a better chance.
Single biggest key to the winning formula to the Vikings starting 1-0.
To me, it's a quick start for the team in general, but offensively, if you can get out to a lead 3-0 or 7-0, or even on the first possession, if you can drive the ball and have Cluey pin Jacksonville deep in their own territory, I think that Mall of America Field crowd gets loud. Jared Allen gets after Blaine Gabbert, and he gets rattled.
Nice job.
Thanks, Paul.
Mike Wabshaw, Vikings.com. For all of us with the Vikings Entertainment Network and Vikings Game Plan, I'm Paul Allen. Thanks for watching.